More than 800 leaders and public health experts the world over are discussing strategies to promote the health of women and children and call for accelerated action to improve maternal, newborn and child health. The two-day landmark program was opened by the chair of the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health and African Ambassador for Committing to Child Survival in Johannesburg, Grasa Machel. She said though the world has made remarkable progress to improve health and expand opportunities over the past 14 years, there's still much to be done. Madame Machel said leaders must ensure that all women, adolescent girls, children and newborns, no matter where they live, are able to fulfill their rights to health and education and realize their full potential. We bring you the details.
The meeting gives experts opportunities to learn from each other's successes and challenges and to identify new approaches on how to promote the health of women and children. Participants will also seek financial and policy support and a range of new resources to the implementation of the Every Newborn Action Plan, ENAP, which is a roadmap to improve newborn health and prevent stillbirths by 2035. Madame Machel said despite improvements, 289,000 women still die every year from complications at birth and 6.6 million children do not live to see their fifth birthday. She said the world has been slow in improving health outcomes for newborns, adding that ENAP Action Plan, endorsed by the World Health Assembly in May this year, will concretize evidence to further reduce preventable newborn deaths and stillbirths. The Assistant Director General for Family, Women's and Community Health at the WHO, Dr. Flavia Bustro, said the WHO remains committed to support countries and work with partners to improve maternal health. He said they are committed to improving the lives of women and children, and the reduction of maternal and child mortality remains a critical area of focus.